Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everyone. Obviously, it's not Dee. It's Nadia today. This is Nadia Angelini, subbing in for Dee. I just saw Dee in Europe, and those of you that read the newsletter know that Dee and I were together in Europe. She came to my wedding, and it was really, truly a magical time and great to see her, and she will be back next week. So next week, it is all Dee. She does have a couple announcements she wanted me to share with everybody before we get started today. So she has an amazing upcoming weekend, July 25th, 26th, and 27th, and it is called the Creating Change for the Collective Consciousness. You guys, these weekends are amazing. I will also be making an appearance on Saturday and Sunday that weekend. If you're out here in California or you can get out here, they're usually really powerful and life-changing and transformative. So again, that's July 25th, 26th, and 27th, and sign up ASAP. Also, Dee has half-price sessions for the month of August, so jump on that as soon as you can, because actually as soon as they fill up, they're gone. So today, I usually start my private sessions with kind of like a channeled message for an individual. So today what I did was I kind of channeled for the collective, whoever's listening today. And also I'll give you some energetic themes that we've seen in the past month or two and stuff that I feel and getting is coming in the rest of the summer and the rest of the year. So my intention today is to help you all get some clarity and insight today. So hopefully we get that done. Okay, so those of you who are hip with astrology know how gnarly that Mercury retrograde just was that we went through in June. So glad it's over. But it was very intense. And what it really did was it forced a lot of us to go inward. And those of us that, you know, kind of get our relief from doing action in the world, Mercury retrograde is a time to do the opposite, which is really go inward, feel your feelings, get clear on your desires. So those of you, whenever you get like scared of Mercury retrograde coming, it's really a time to just go inward. And it's really powerful if you do that. This past month was kind of an opportunity to really look honestly at ourselves. And finally now in July, you're going to just start feeling like this week that forward movement again, where actions and synchronicities can start coming in again. So if you guys have felt like a sluggish or kind of frustrating energy, you're not alone. It's really been that way for many. What I'm really hearing is we're all being forced to get really clear with our own personal truth right now and our own boundaries moving into July and August. We're all being encouraged to go our own way. And it makes me think of, you know, most of us that are on this journey when we were young were the ones that felt different, didn't feel like we fit into the norm, and probably really shifted ourselves in order to basically function in the world. And right now we're being called to actually go the opposite way. So, you know, everyone else is kind of going this way in collective consciousness, and we're being called to be the leaders in a new direction. And every person has their own way. For some people that might be art, for some people that might be writing, for some people that might be business. But really being encouraged right now to listen to your own truth, not to what your family's telling you, not to what your friends are telling you, not to what the world is telling you. So it's really challenging right now because we have to retrain ourselves because we're so used to seeking the approval and love of others on the planet. And we're really being encouraged right now to not do that. Most of you have also felt that the energy has been steadily intensifying through 2014. And I keep getting the message that we're really in the process of integrating our souls with our physical bodies. So those of you, a ton of my clients have been dealing with physical symptoms. And that is because our souls are integrating with our bodies. So our bodies are giving us some clearer messages than they ever have before. So really pay attention, because the body's talking to you now in a way that's very clear, with pain, with exhaustion, with any sort of physical symptom. Because at this time, the body's really on our side and trying to help us awaken to our gifts. So I always say, when you feel a physical symptom, ask your body, what are you trying to tell me? I'm listening. So what is this message? If it's a headache or whatever, you'd be surprised, it'll go away really quick as soon as you kind of get the message and pay attention to it.
The other thing that came in while I was channeling on this session was, everybody listening today, you're really ready to awaken to your true gifts, which requires a willingness to be seen and heard by the world. And there's this conflict, and the way they brought it to me was, like, there's this conflict of part of us wanting to be like, oh, rich and famous and be seen by the world, but then this other part that really feels like not safe in the world. Like, I'm not safe, I don't belong to the world, I'm going to be attacked, or, you know, so there's this deep conflict with wanting to be out there seen and heard, and also wanting to stay safe in a kind of bubble. So the themes that are really strong is, listen to the physical body, pay attention to the physical body, nurture the physical body in any way you can, because it's really helping us on your soul journey more than ever now. And listen to the messages of what you really desire within you. And almost like a child would, how a child doesn't censor their real desires, let yourself think big and dream big. The other thing I heard for you guys was that there has been some disappointments lately. They said that some of you, a big chunk of you, have suffered some disappointments lately. And I'm being told very clearly to let you know there actually is a higher purpose here. I always like to assume the universe is conspiring for my highest good, but this may look like people leaving your life, a need to kind of come forward, personal boundaries, a loss of a job, a loss of money. And they don't want you to kind of go into chasing these needs, like, I need money, or I need love, or I need this one thing. That's not a part of the new energy. It's more like we're being asked to be revealed, our divine plan to be revealed to us. And releasing these kind of lower vibrational attachments or perceived needs, because our need right now is to feel balanced, to feel happy, to feel joyful, to be open. So those are kind of like the higher needs we're really going for. And this is a great time to let go of old patterns right now, guys. So hopefully today I can help you kind of move some energy and really look at some old emotional patterns and stuff, because what they really want today is to help us move into power, not collective power, but there's a lot of guilt and fear energy around this collective group today, and that we're ready to let go of, that's keeping us from our highest gifts. So today I ask you, what are you afraid of? Can we look right at the fear? Can we let it go so you can really move into your path right now? Because this is the time, guys, because we're like, those of us that have been doing this work for a long time, like, this is the time right now. And so today I really want to give you, two affirmations before we start, and then we're going to jump into calls. The first affirmation is, I release all negative attachments and choose freedom, strength, and everything that loves and honors me. So I'll repeat that one more time. I release all negative attachments and choose freedom, strength, and everything that loves and honors me. The second affirmation for today was, I release stuck energy, old habits, and restrictions. I am open to my divine plan, and I am free to choose my reality. I release stuck energy, old habits, and restrictions. I'm open to my divine plan, and I'm free to choose my reality. So let's jump in. I'm excited to talk to you guys. So first, today I have Kathy from Maryland. Hello, Kathy. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what can I help you with today?
Well, I'm on my spiritual journey, and of course I'm, like, anxious and want it to happen right away, and I was wondering if you can give me any messages from my guides or angels.
Okay, let's see what they have to say to you. So now, do you have a specific question, or do you just want general guidance?
general, I guess.
Okay. So this is really interesting. You're showing me that you have a lot of kind of options in front of you. It's very interesting. It's like you have a lot of things that you kind of have your hand in and a lot of options. And they're telling me right now that you're actually not really committed to one. You kind of have this, like, spreadsheet of things in front of you that you could do. But they're telling me any of them are actually going to be fruitful. They're showing me fruit, which is funny. Like, fruitful, fruit. And so which one makes your heart sing?
Well, it's some kind of healing, but it's not Reiki. I don't know.
And, I get it. No, this is, yeah. So you have these, like, you know, they're telling me, remember what I said in the beginning, go your own way. There's
right.
there's your own way. And are you courageous enough to go, it's in me. There's a way that I'm supposed to bring forward, and I'm willing to see that. And that's really scary because you're like, oh, it's not Reiki. I can feel there's something from Reiki I'm taking, but it's not Reiki.
But I don't know what it is.
right. But that's okay. And so what you do is, what they're telling you is, what is your intention? My intention is to uplift and heal people, right, or help people.
Exactly.
Right. So what I would do is I always ask, see, for me, they're telling me that you have this kind of own way. They're showing me that you do have a sort of, what is the word I want, medical intuitive gift. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I do, but I haven't seen it yet, but.
Okay. So what I want you to do is when you're working, anybody you're around, start asking to see visual cues, because they're showing me that you have actually blocked the visual cues. What I mean by that is, like, some of us can, like, see energies and stuff like that, and it's really intense when we're kids. So we're like, no, turn that off. It's too much. And so ask that you're willing to see the visual cues, because what they're showing me is that you'll actually see on someone's physical body where the block is, and that's part of your gift, is being able to see it visually with your eyes. So what they're telling you, you have a little bit of fear around it, and you kind of are like you're holding yourself, like, oh, well, you're like trying to be humble.
Yeah.
Around.
Right.
Yeah, you're trying to be humble. So they're telling me stop being humble, ask to see it, and you will see it. They're showing me a 30-day cycle. So ask every day for 30 days.
Oh,
every day for 30 days, I'm willing to see, I'm willing to open to my gifts. I'm willing to open to my gifts. Because you have that channel ability. And they're just telling you right now that you just have not been open to it. You're humbling yourself. You're limiting yourself. It's like, oh, no, that can't be me. It's like that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're telling me, no. And they're kind of laughing because they're like, she asked us for this gift, and now she's like not letting us give it to her. It's kind of funny. They're like, what's going on here?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah. So start paying attention, like even in the grocery store, like look at people and look for visual cues. Like they're showing me either like a black spot or a gray spot, or I'm not sure how it'll look for you.
Mm-hmm.
But every day for 30 days, I'm open, you know, really claiming that.
I have some inflammation in my body. Do you have any idea where it's coming from?
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, first they put me on gluten-free for a month, and it wasn't really...
Yeah. No, that's not it.
I didn't
see
much of a difference. And then recently, after having an upper endoscopy, the doctor called it autoimmune chronic gastritis. Something
okay,
about
so,
not
yeah,
absorbing
totally
B12.
Talking. Right. Well, what it's ironically, you know, like I said in the beginning, in the intro, the body's talking to us right now really strong. A lot of physical symptoms for a lot of people, which is what I said in the introduction. And what they're telling you is you're not absorbing or taking the energy that's available to you. Okay? So it's exactly the same thing as you said with you're not using the channel. You're not taking in the energy. And the stomach is obviously emotional and feeling and intuition and all that stuff. So it totally makes sense to me that it's connected to what we just talked about, is really being willing to listen to your emotions, listen to your intuition, and not be, you know, this is what I said in the beginning, is that most of us want to keep ourselves in this little safe little box. Because if I let my freak flag fly, you know, and I'm like a medical intuitive, but I can see all this stuff, like I'm not going to be able to function in the world. I mean, that's the old belief. So this is the time now to really, like, in your own private, you know, world, really open up to that stuff. Really open up to, I'm willing to feel, I'm willing to see, I'm willing to hear all those messages from the other side.
Okay.
It's amazing, I'm telling you. It's actually very, it feels like peace and safe, and once you really allow it, it is actually not as scary.
Well, one side of the brain saying no, the other one saying yes. It's like a
exactly.
fight.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
But just keep claiming that, Kathy, because, again, they're showing me 30 days, but you got to do it every day.
All right, I will.
Okay. All right, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye. So next we have Jeannie in New York, who I feel like I've spoken to before. Jeannie,
hello, Nadia.
Before?
I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
A long time. Great to hear your voice, honey. What can I help you with today?
Everything has changed. I've been given a whole new channel, a whole new set, all integrating.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
And I wanted to know how it's going. Because, of course, there is physical stuff that does change with this.
Okay. Well, they're telling me right now that the real, it's really, it's weird. They have this image of this person meditating with light all around them, like energy flying all around them. So I'm guessing that's you.
Yeah.
And they're telling me actually it's a time of more rest right now. They're saying you really need, you're pushing a little too hard, and all you need is rest. It's really not complicated. They're like rest, rejuvenation, self-care. They're just saying it's not complicated. It's not hard. It's that you got excited by all your gifts, and so you want to like put them out. But because the integration process is still going on, you need rest. And again, it's funny, this month is showing me through the end of the summer even of like it needs to be contained a little bit right now because it's still gestating. It's still not a full butterfly yet because you're still kind of raw in this new energy.
Got it.
Yeah. But the new energy is like flying. It's flying all around you. It's like, it's crazy.
They even told me this morning to get barley and make barley water.
Great. I mean, like I said, it's very like you need like a spa month, you know, like be near water, be in nature, you know, take the time to really meditate because I feel like you're recalibrating to a different energy and you need to rest. You need to rest. The body can't take it all at the same time.
Yeah, I noticed that because I did a session, as I dropped the phone yesterday with a dear friend who is probably on the call also. And afterwards I said, okay, and that's the last thing I remembered for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. It's too much right now, and the body's not caught up yet.
Well,
so that's all it is.
But when it has to be done, you, and Nadia, as you know, it has to be done. So
100%.
I will rest afterwards.
And you know, they said just listen. They'll tell you. They'll knock you out if you don't listen.
Yes, they did.
Don't worry.
They said turn on the television, get the cat, and go to sleep.
Perfect. Exactly.
I thank you. I bless you.
Problem.
And Mazel Tov. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You
so thank you. You have a great day.
Sadie, married lady.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Jeannie.
Pleasure.
All right, we got a New York theme going on here. I have Steve from New York, who I feel like I may have talked to before as well. Steve.
Wow. Hey, Nadia. Wow. Congratulations on your nuptial.
Thank you.
They're great. Things are running better for me now. I did a stage reading at the beginning of the summer of a great script. They love the script. They love me. I love working on it. I'm starting a movie that's taking us 15 months to finance, and I'm doing this weird video project I love. I do about once a year, which makes me money. Yay. But what can they tell me about? It's interesting that you said what I said. This last week I saw Daniel Radcliffe in his play in New York. He was both a big star, emotional, and yet acting modest at the same time. All truthfully, all incredible. And last night after the show, I said to Matthew, you know, I haven't said this for a long time, but I want to be famous.
Good for you. And owning that. And so what do you think? Because I do get that there's, so when you say that, I get a yes, but there's also this, like, this fear. There's still a fear. So can you access that, or do you want me to get it for you?
Well, why don't I access that, and if I'm wrong, you can tell me.
Okay, great.
Okay. Last night, I saw an interview with Joan Rivers on CNN where the host was baiting her so viciously that she walked off the show. And
there
she, you know, she said, and she, I don't know if you saw that interview. And
I didn't.
And Joan said, look, you know, when I'm making fun of people and people's dresses, no one cares that I'm making fun of their dress. No one's hurt. It's like, it's just humor. You get it? And I know where Joan is coming from. And I think there's a part of me, I've been attacked for being very out front. And is the, okay, I have, the fear can either be that I've been attacked before for being out front, or that it's too late for me to do it, or maybe both. That, those are the things I think.
Right. And what I, it's interesting because, you know, the first thing that I heard was, and again, I said this in the beginning too, which is this theme of this conflict of I'm not safe. Like, I'm going to be attacked. People aren't going to love me. I'm going to be, you know, and, you know, I can't remember who said it, but they're like, even the most delicious peach, the most perfect peach in the world, there's going to be somebody who doesn't like peaches. Okay. So
Right. You
need to be able to go, it's okay. If people don't like me, it's okay. Because I'm so willing to listen to my own truth and be authentic to myself that no matter what anybody says, I still have that foundation. And, you know, they are showing me that there's a contract coming in, that there's some new contract, new job coming in for you really soon. But there might be some emotional stuff that comes up as a result. Okay, so they're telling me right now that you still have a little bit of emotional stuff that needs to be cleared out around, but this contract, this job is actually going to bring it up, so go with it. It's actually a blessing because it's like, I don't know if it's the role's going to bring it up or it's going to trigger a wound or something like that, but it's going to bring up this what feels like a storm of emotion, but it's what's needs to be released in order for you to move forward. And then they showed me this, like the spiritual path. Like it's actually a part of your spiritual path. So it may look like an emotional, like I'm triggered or I'm, you know, this, you know, something like that. But know that, remember that I said this, it's actually a gift and a part of your path.
Well, so my affirmation might be, I am safe being famous.
I am safe being seen and heard.
I took a 4-week acting class with someone, and the first week he was really hostile. The second week it was no
there
better.
Is.
And then I did the third week. I said, let me run the rings of harmony around him. And he showed me something technical, a way to address the camera angle, which was revolutionary. And
it was like,
everybody got it. Everybody in the room, it lit up the room. And when I came back the next week, the last week was a mock audition, and I thought, boy, he said, I'm going to be really tough on you. I thought, he's really going to kill me on this one. And in the beginning of the class, he said, what you did last week made me have, it was the happiest thing that I experienced for my whole week. And I believed him, this guy who I thought hated my guts. And then I did the audition. He said, that's very nice. He gave me some adjustments. And he said, absolutely beautiful work. Absolutely beautiful work.
Well, and if you stay with it and you stay open, and this is, you know, whenever you come up with somebody that you feel, you know, we always make it about us, right? Like, oh, they don't like me, you know, you made it about them. But you don't know what's going on with him. You don't know. And I think that in those kind of circumstances, and I always give this advice to everybody, is if I can stay open, if I can keep my heart open and like, I'm here to learn, I'm here to get the gift I need to get, the gifts will come, and that's what happens in your experience. And that's what they're telling you, to stick with it, even if it feels uncomfortable. There's going to be something emotional that comes up that's going to be uncomfortable, but stick with it like you did that. That's exactly the right example.
Wow, that was good. And I was going to quit the class, too, and not do the last 2 weeks. I am committed to commitment. You know,
good.
I mean,
I love it.
I am committed. Some people think I should be committed, but I'm committed to commitment. Nadia, I love you. It's so great to hear your voice.
Thank you, Matthew. Matthew, the other nerd,
coming on the call.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Steve, so much. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay. Get you done.
Bye. All right, now I have Matthew. I got all these New Yorkers. I love it.
Hello.
Matthew.
Nadia, congratulations. Congratulations.
You were pulling me at the end there.
Yes, well, I don't even
because everything you're addressing is exactly what's going on with me. So I just want to throw a sort of a picture that I have and just see where this goes with you, because it's all around success and being seen in safety. There's an event that I love to go to every Sunday. It's called Salon. It's the classiest open mic in New York. And just about anything goes. And there are a group of people who I, you know, at all levels, I see them improving week after week as they get up to perform. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place to try things. And it's a safe space in that sense. And yet, somehow in my mind, when I think it's like really branching out into success and like going into areas of combining healing and music and things that I really have in my mind, I sort of picture that group going, that's weird and not the weird we like. We like a different kind
exactly.
of weird.
And, yes, yes.
And there's, mm-hmm. there's something in there that's representing a lot of things that are holding me back. So I'm just going to throw that at you and see what you're
Well, you know, the first thing I heard was, and it was interesting, the word that came in was deceit. It's like these people aren't really honest with their support. And what you're saying is, you know, and this is, again, the theme is, and what I said in the beginning, am I willing to go my own way and know that the people that really love me, that really honor me, that also really love and honor themselves will be supportive of whatever that is. So, you know, I think that being willing to go your own way and not go with the pack, and this is what I'm saying, is that's what we're being called to do right now. Because you're right, the energy of those people is very, I'm sorry, but petty.
Uh-huh.
It's like when it's in their terms and their way that they're comfortable with, it's all good. And you're not wrong. What you're saying is they wouldn't condone, or they don't really get. It's not that they don't condone it. They don't understand it. So when you say, you know, really
helpful
people.
And I feel
people,
that if I came out and tried, I feel like in a weird way, my place is to help the people among those who are perhaps ready to start to understand it, but I also have a lot of fear around that.
Yeah, the way you do that is, and this is, you know, it's really hard for a lot of people because, you know, when you start to change, you'll be amazed because people you thought would never be open to spirituality are open, and people you thought would be open aren't. It's very strange. Like, you never know. And so what they're really saying to you is your kind of affirmation is, I'm willing to go my own way, and whoever follows you will follow you. You will find your people, but you don't teach the ones, you know, my mother does this. My mother, you know, we've had the kind of reverse roles our whole life, and she always jokes that she always tries to kind of force spirituality onto people, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of like, oh, I need to get this person to awaken, you know,
right.
And instead, I always say to her, I go, Mom, I can see who doesn't believe in it. And I don't care if people don't believe in it. Like, I know my truth and my experience, you know, I talk to angels and God. I mean, I'm a weirdo. Okay. So it's fine. Mm-hmm. And you know, but I always joke, because my husband jokes around, like at a party, I'll find the one person that's open. If I'm at a business, you know, if I go with him into his business party, I'll find the one person that's reading Eckhart Tolle. You know what I mean? I'm listening to Abraham. I will find them in that group. And so are you willing to let those people find you? And so it's very similar of, you're risking, the risk is you will lose people, but you will gain A, yourself, and B, the right people. Because it feels to me like you are placating to the world instead of the world changing for you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That makes total sense. And what is there an affirmation or something I can focus on?
What I felt from you, and I'll tell you the truth, Matthew, you have a very sweet little boy heart. You have a lot of love in you. You really want to love everybody. Like, it's really cute. Okay. You have this, I want to love everyone. So what I would do, you know, for you, it's, I'm willing to go my own way. I'm safe going my own way. I'm loved going my own way. I'm honored going my own way.
Yeah.
Show me my own way. Show me my way.
Show me
my own way. I'm willing to follow that.
Ah,
I think the willingness is
huge.
Is really key. It's huge.
Humongous. Willingness is everything. So, the universe will like show up for you big time once you're willing. I'm willing to go my own way. And then you're like, I'm safe going my own way. And like you kind of listen to your energy and you'll feel what it needs. Like, ooh, when I say I'm willing to go my own way, I still feel fear. Okay, I'm safe. I'm safe going my own way. I'm safe. And maybe that's where you need to go that day. Listen to yourself and you'll know where the hole is.
Yes.
All right, Matthew, thanks for calling in. I'm so glad I got to chat with you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Okay, now we're moving. All right, we're moving states to Colorado. I have Robin from Colorado. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good.
Good. Congratulations on your marriage and finding your soulmate. You're such a great great light to follow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's really kind. You guys are so sweet. This group is amazing. So what can I help you with today, Robin?
So we actually had a session a few months ago.
I remember.
And I feel, oh, I'm going to cry, so alone, even amongst people at this moment.
I know. Welcome to the party, Robin.
Okay.
I totally understand. Welcome to the party. It's really scary. It's really scary. And, you know, they're showing me the sun. Like, just trust right now. And this is like a disappointment because, you know, once you start really, you know, finding the path, and this is like, you know, this is why Dee and I found each other, is because we were both at that place where we're like kind of, you know, and then you will find your people. You're right there, honey. You're right there. Stay with it. And if they're showing me August, so really it's soon, honey. So stick with it because August, there's just like kind of, new bright energy coming in August. I mean, you've had a lot of crap people around you. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it's just not a lot of good people. So you needed to do this cleansing and feel alone right now, but you are not alone. Wow. You have. I know this sounds weird, but just stay with me on this. You have a real, and this sounds, tell me if this resonates, like the moon and the sun, like this kind of goddess energy. This you have this sort of, do you work with goddesses or anything like that? Or moon energy, or sun energy, or?
I don't, but I'm open to all of it.
Yeah, because I would start paying attention. There's something, I don't know if this is astrology they're showing me, because the sun and the moon and the cycles, but there's a balance here, because when they show me the sun and the moon, that's like this balance, that's the male and the female, that's the yin and the yang, you know? And so they're telling me stick with it. There is it's a lot of female goddess energy. I don't know if you maybe need to get goddess cards or something. There's like this, and I see female energy coming in the form of friends and people as well.
Okay.
There's a nice, really warm group of female energy. I would seek out, I don't know if there's a channel group or a meditation group where you are. I would go to this group. There's a group that they're saying to you in August. Go to, because it's time to find your people. So I'm willing to find, this is the world. Are you ready? You have to write this down.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
I'm attracting wonderful, beneficial connections that support, love, and honor me. Okay. You're just asking for these new connections. That's all it is. It's right there. It's right here. It's right in front of you.
Okay.
Soon. But the feeling alone, it's normal. It's because you're leaving the collective, honey. It's actually good. It's actually a good sign.
So when you say stay the course, that means just
stay true to yourself. And if you feel alone, I always say go more to source. Go more. Ask for guides and angels to come talking to you. Ask them to come in their dreams. Ask them to show you. I always say you just have new connections coming in, so you're willing to bring in those new connections that are in alignment with your true self, not your old self, because your old self isn't working anymore, and so you feel alone because you're so used to connecting from the old self, you know? And so I'm telling you, not a bad thing. It's just it's a transitional time for you right now.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thank you, Robin. Have a great day.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
next we have Mary from Maryland. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Congratulations. I have to throw mine in, too. I was just delighted
to
hear.
Thank you. Thank you. Very blessed.
Yes, indeed.
I feel so much anxiety from you. So what's going on?
Oh, I'm about to have a total hip replacement.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And it's just making me nuts.
Okay, it's all going to go okay. Don't worry about it. It's actually all going to, oh, my God, you're going to feel so much better afterwards, actually.
I know that.
Yeah, you're going to feel so much better. So don't worry about that. You're totally protected during this process. This is absolutely part of your journey. It's interesting because hips are moving forward. So you're kind of getting a new mechanism to move forward, which I kind of, I did.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Dee and I had talked about that.
Yeah, oh, good. So there it is. It always lines up somehow. So I think you have another question, though. So what else is bothering you?
I don't really know how to put it into words. It's just sort of a feeling of which way to go. I'm, getting at the end of where I'm working, getting ready to retire from my firm.
Yeah.
In another 2 or 3 years. And I'm kind of like, oh, I want to do so many things, and I don't know what. So
well,
I'm kind of, I guess that must be it.
Yeah, what I'm feeling is you have, there's a lot of hurt inside of you that needs to be released right now. There's old hurt, and, it's weird. They're showing me a broken heart. They're showing me a heart that's been hurt, that's broken, that's, like, pushed together, that you, like, shoved together. But
oh,
still,
yeah.
Yeah. And there's...
Many times.
Yeah, and so that's what's keeping you from really moving into something joyful because you've been hurt, you know? And so your heart's going, no, stay back here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay safe, and like I said before, in your little bubble. So, you know, the affirmations I gave in the beginning, this is really going to be helpful for you, which is the one when I said, I release any stuck energy, and I'm open to my divine plan. Okay, so because right now you have this stuck energy in your heart, I feel like you need to have a huge emotional release, honey. Like, I need you to cry in someone's arms. I need to hold you while you let go of that sadness and that grief that I feel in your heart, okay?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, and it's ready to go. It's ready to get out of your body, you know. And it's safe to go now because it's a weight you don't need to carry anymore, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask
you a question?
I'm so sorry. I have such a hoarse throat today. I can't.
No, please.
Can't get past it. Is this, does this have any connection to my husband?
I get a yes on that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot of honesty that you need. There's a lot of expression of your truth that needs to happen right now, of really honoring your feelings, your hurts, and all this stuff. This is what I feel like. Also, the hip replacement is bringing it up. I know it sounds weird, but when we go through surgery, it brings up life and death and, like, all this stuff.
Yes.
your body's giving you a gift right now because that's what's ready to go right now, that stuck old energy that's keeping you. Because what they're saying to me right now is once you release this, the path will become clear to you. It won't be a mystery anymore.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can feel it right there. But
yeah.
I can't reach it just yet.
Well, yeah, you
I
just
feel
need to clear out this. Be willing to feel those feelings, and you have such intense, beautiful emotion. You just got to actually feel it and move it through.
Honey, that's perfect. That makes all the sense to me.
Yeah, and don't worry about the surgery. It's going to go by. No problem. You really have your angels with you. There's going to be no issues with the surgery. So don't worry about that.
Awesome. I kind of felt like I was already healed in that aspect. It was the physical end of it that I had to do.
I got exactly the same thing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, now we're moving over to South Dakota. I have Jareen. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's
hi, Jareen.
Hey. Hi. Hi. Hey, I was wondering, I needed help kind of knowing what the next steps. I've helped my dad get a protection order against someone that caused a motorcycle accident.
What a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm wondering whether I feel like he can defend himself, speak his truth.
Yeah, you got it. Well, they're showing me victory. There's a victory there. There's a victory. It's going to win. It's going to be okay. They're showing me victory. So you don't have to kind of worry about that anymore.
Okay.
For you, they're lighting up your third chakra, which is like your stomach.
Okay.
So
okay.
This whole process has made you ignore your own sort of center because you've been so focused on, these outside things. And so it's not complicated. They're saying return to the center. They're showing me, do you do meditations and stuff?
Okay.
Do you do meditations?
Yeah.
So they're showing me for you to meditate on this yellow, bright light in your center of your stomach because you have a really strong, you have the capability, I love this, of balance. Like you can like hold balance for a room. Like it's really interesting. Your energy can actually like hold calm.
Uh-huh.
Really interesting gift. I really like your gift here. So for example, if there's like, you're good under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, like I almost see like they're showing me like a lawyer in a courtroom. Like you can like hold it together and like go, all right, I'm going to see what I got to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah, and so part of your gift is you can actually like really balance a room, and it's really building that foundation. It comes from your core, of like you have a your natural organic energy is like calm, grounded, balanced.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And they're asking you to feed that a little bit because from that place you can just we say that's where intuition comes. Like when I'm in reaction, I can't see or hear my guides, like I can't hear anything. But when I have that center, and you have a really natural, strong one, very natural. But they're telling you feed it now because it's been a little dissipated with a little bit of energy around you.
Okay.
If that makes any sense at all.
Yes, it does. It makes complete sense. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
If you have a real professional, successful energy, you're supposed to be successful. Like you can handle people. You need to manage people. There's a calling for you to like manage a group, manage a situation.
Okay.
I don't know what that is, but yeah, but it's about gathering your center and foundation. So because people feel that, you know, they're like, wow, she just feels calm and like she's got it handled. You know.
Okay. Uh huh. Manage the situation. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think he can defend himself without having a lawyer? The truth?
I get a yes. This isn't logical to me. I get that the victory's already there. It's already done. And
okay,
actually, it's actually
himself.
I get that because he has the emotional connection to it.
Yes, I get that
and
too.
And so the emotional connection is what gets people.
Okay. Okay.
To kind of resonate and feel for the person. Yeah, it's already done.
Yeah.
They're telling me victory is already done. It's already lined up.
Okay, got it. Okay. And then there'll be criminal charges and whatever. Okay, resonate.
I don't know how they said to me, you know, like trust the way it unfolds, but you guys are going to come out winning.
Winning. Okay. That's
whatever that looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. It's winning and like you say, using my gift to manage these situations and the people.
And hold the calm and the balance.
Hold the calm
hold
and balance.
It. Yeah, hold the balance. You absolutely can do it. You're like a powerhouse in that area. It's impressive.
Thank you. I'll let you move on. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks, Reed.
Thanks, Adi.
Okay, now we're going to Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, Joy. Hello? I guess Joy isn't there.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Okay, good.
Oh, good. I thought something happened. I've been waiting because I didn't think I'd get on because I started late. Congratulations on your wedding, first off.
Thanks, Joy.
I have a decision to make, or I feel like I have a decision to make that is making me very anxious. And
okay.
So I need some guidance, I guess.
Okay, so
the first thing they showed me was there's an expression. You're not really speaking your truth here.
Wow.
Not really speaking your truth. So not to me, but in general in your life. You already not to me. Okay, so they're telling me you do know the answer, but there's let's say two options here.
Yes, the thing is, what seems to have brought about the real, my mother died very recently, and so I'm still sort of grieving that, and I live in Massachusetts, and I have this chance to move to San Diego, maybe. It's still quite, I had to send in an application just yesterday, but I don't really know. I feel like because it came up, I should go. My grandchildren, most of my grandchildren are out there. But part of me really wants to stay here. But what makes me undecided in a way is the easier is to stay where I am, right? And the rest I own a house. I have lots of clutter and all this stuff to get rid of.
That's what I mean by you're not speaking your truth. So thank you for being clear.
Okay.
You don't want to go.
Oh, thank you. You're right. I don't, but I feel like I should.
and the should word is always your indicator of fear. As soon as you say should, and instead of like, you know what, I know I should want to be closer to you guys, and I feel like I should be there, but you know what, I really feel like right now I want to stay home and where my house is, and I hope you understand. Like, that's your truth.
And they will. Yeah, and they will. It's
100%. You need to be willing to honor that truth within yourself, because as soon as you said San Diego, your whole energy was like, I don't want to go. Like, that was like the way your energy said it. I don't want to go, like a little kid, you know?
And I've been grieving a lot, and I know I have a lot of everything you've talked about, and all this energy is just...
It's moving, for sure. It's moving. God, you guys have so much anxiety.
That's the truth. I guess because most of my life I gave myself away and I did it. And so then I wasn't really sure what I really wanted to do myself. With everything.
Yeah, and that's what the time is now, to really get clear on that. And you still need this gestation period, like a lot of us right now in July and August. Ask your mom to really come through to you, because she's very much around you, and she's funny right now because she's like, she's around you and she's like, I'm right here. Like, why is she so upset? Like, she's so funny because she's very much with you. And I don't know if you feel her in your house, but she's very much with you.
I do in a way. And I guess like I felt like she thinks that now that I'm free of her, right, I can do what I want.
But she's supporting
you. It's true. And yet
But you have to go through the loss. You know, loss is loss. You have to just go through it. There's no other way but through the loss. But ask to hear her. Ask her to come to you in your dreams, because she's with you and she's going to help you through this process. She's an angel for you.
Thank you.
She's around you right now. She's going to be around you for a little while now, because she's going to help you through this transition. So, she wants it to be about you. You know, her arms are like around you, supporting you, sweetie. So stay where you are.
I guess I felt she'd be disappointed in me that I didn't go near family.
Oh, not at all.
In fact,
she has the opposite. She's like, no. She's like, okay, it needs to be about you now.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing a mother wants more than her child's happiness. Would you agree?
Yes.
That's all you want as a mother.
Yeah.
You just want your child's happiness, and she wants to help you get there. I really feel the emotion of her. She's saying to me, you know, she's like, tell her that, like, she's knocking herself out to help support you to find your happiness.
You're right.
Okay. So, and listen to yourself, and everybody around you will understand. Nobody's not going to understand this. Everybody around you is going to support you in this.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Okay. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Okay. There was so much energy. Let me clear that off for a second. Whew. Okay. All right. We're moving to Tasha in Amsterdam. Hi.
Hi. Holy cow. I've just been making notes about what everybody's been saying. I guess my question is really, at this point, I'm having a little trouble being sure if I'm, this whole willing to go my own way, if I'm actually, yeah. am I doing that or am I the petty one?
Are you the what?
Am I the petty one?
No, you know what's interesting? Is there a relationship going on that you're in right now?
Not a romantic relationship, no, but there's a couple of colleagues that I sort of am attached to. And there's also an attachment to kind of the place that I'm living in, which is an artist colony.
Yeah, you have this sort of thing that you like kind of give away your energy or your heart or you give energy away.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how to hold your energy, okay? Do you know what I mean by that? Like anyone you're around,
yes.
you're very empathic. And so whoever you're around, you kind of pick up their energy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a connection coming in for you here. There's a romantic connection coming in for you. Really interesting. Okay. And this is coming in.
Well,
there was somebody
that I felt romantic about that didn't respond that way, and I gave a lot of energy back to her.
Yeah. First of all, our Archangel Raphael came in, which is a healing angel. So what they're saying is right now you have a lot of heart healing to do. It's like you give your energy away to these people and you have this sort of like hurt and you have this sort of guard up, but at the same time
yeah.
you can't give your energy away. So it's like this kind of, you know, it's not working. That's what
Whoa.
I say.
That's exactly
it's not working
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm also so angry about it.
Yeah, of course, and that's okay. I would say anger, there's nothing wrong. Any emotion is totally healthy and safe. So I'm calling an angel Raphael for you right now because it's time to heal right now. It's time to really start your healing. And you have a little bit of shame, too. I don't know where the shame is coming from. But it's time, they're showing you an open door to your spirit. It's time to open the door to actually your spirit because you have all that you've, like, let the world tell you who you are and like made you feel small and made you feel, you know, and this is none of it's true, but you've kind of taken it on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's financial stuff that's stressing you out here. There's a lot going on. Okay. So Tasha, this is what I want you to do. Okay.
Yes.
I want you to, because there's so much kind of inside of you right now, I need you to be writing every day. I need you to wake up and I need you to write down all these angers, all these fears, all these things, because with the intention of getting them out, because it's just clogging up your spirit and you can't really move forward until this stuff is cleared out. So I always say,
okay.
if you can't not feel it or think it, look right at it, right? So I want you
yes.
to just really look right at the anger. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel frustrated. But you need to look right at it so it actually moves through you and gets out of your body. Okay? Because it's blocking your abundance. It's blocking your divine relationship. It's keeping you from really even feeling connected to people and yourself.
Yeah. It's also why I've been putting on weight, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Well, that's not feeling safe in the world, too. You don't want to,
yeah.
you know... You don't want to be around. You don't want to let people in because you have
yeah.
no, you know. So the universe is really supporting you letting go right now, honey. And I really want to tell you that it's, you know, get it out of your body. If you can go, I don't know why. You have such a beautiful, like, when's your birthday?
16th of April.
Okay, so you're Aries, right? So, so you know, you don't do being depressed well. Okay?
No.
Because Aries is like, I want to play. Do you have access to water? Meaning being in water?
I guess I could go walk in the rain right now.
Yeah, like, but like even a bath. Even like a
okay.
bath, like with something, because the water calms you somehow. I don't know what it is about the water that it actually physically calms you. So it's a good time to do meditation or you know, just sitting with, even crying in the bathtub, and like, I don't know, and for me, they're showing me you in the water, like, hugging yourself, like, it's really a time of healing right now for you. It's not
mm-hmm.
going to be easy, my friend. It's not going to be easy, because you have a lot that needs to release, but once it goes, it will go.
That's so weird. I mean, I've released so much already. I'm surprised that there's so much left.
Oh, honey, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You and I
and I have been working together for, like, what, 15 years, and we always joke around because she'll call me or I'll call her for something. We're like, really? After everything we've done, this thing is still here. Like, you
yeah,
know,
and as I heard myself say it, it was a dull moment. It was like, right, yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, but, and you know, it's just we're done when we're done, you know, and some things go really quick, and some things, you know, like anger, like resentment, especially when we're justified, we'll hold on to it. Because we're justified, you know, and so we kind of don't let it go right away. So hopefully that's helpful. But, yeah, this is going to take some work on your part. But you can
okay.
do it.
Well,
get it clear
work
out.
I can, yeah, work I can do. Is my art somehow part of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that's what's going to open up your expression and your creativity. I mean, all this stuff blocks it. And you know what? Actually, when you start to feel the feelings, I always say I'm a songwriter and a musician as well, and one of the things is when I'm resolved with an issue, that's when I can do art with it. When I'm in it, I can't. So you're going to be a little blocked. So, like, when you actually are, like, kind of, like, you know, when you go, like, through a breakup or something and you're kind of over it, then you can, like, do the painting about it. But you can't when you're in it, the energy's too stuck. So, yes, it will open up your creativity. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tasha. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Okay, I think I have time for one more, and we are going to Justine in Pennsylvania. Hi, Justine.
Hi, Nadia. I wanted to get some clarification. I had a dream the other night, and I don't really usually hold on to my dreams because I know it's just me working out stuff or whatever.
No, but it's a powerful time right now. It makes sense that messages come through dreams right now, for sure.
Okay. But the one thing, and I keep seeing it, and when I close my eyes, is there was a, like on a piece of sketch paper, very white sketch paper, the word street in capital letters, and each letter was a different color.
Yeah, well, first of all, they showed me it was an acronym. So S stands for something, T stands for something, R stands for something, E-E-T. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it stands for something.
Okay.
And what else? Tell me a little bit more about it.
And that was it. That was like, there was stuff going on
so
in the background.
What were the colors?
They were, I don't remember the each individual color of the letters, but it was just rainbow colors, like primary.
Okay.
Green, blue, yellow.
Okay, great. Well, that's usually the chakras, okay? So it's interesting because the blue is what came up for me. When's your birthday, honey?
October 6th.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I was feeling, that Libra energy, that like back and forth air. It's very interesting because the energy that you have is very in your head, okay? So it's funny that this message, it's like they're trying to communicate with you because it came through this like letters and words and color. And the first thing I thought was, you know, with ST, it was like soul truth, you know, that's all I could like feel like ST. T and then R and then E and then E and then T, like they all mean something. But there is, you have, it's like your heart is, it's interesting, I just came from touch because your heart feels close to me. Okay, so that's the color red. And you're really good at communicating and expressing yourself, but you're not good at communicating from your heart center. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I really want to waken up here is the heart center, because you're very smart and powerful, but you get kind of, that's your vulnerable spot. It's like the chink in your armor is your heart a little bit, and you don't give that away very freely to people. Would that be,
right.
Does that resonate? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're asking is it's time to actually open that up, because your real power in who you are lies in your heart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I ask, so is there something that kind of you feel is keeping your heart closed? Because it's keeping you from manifesting what you want. Your heart center is where you're going to really manifest what you want. And, you know, you have, like, these helpers around you they're wanting you to, like, that are rooting for you. On the other side, they're, like, a little group, like, go, yeah, go. Like, they're just, like, a little, like, team. Justine, they're super cute. And they really just want you to open your heart. They want you to love more. They want you to have more joy. They want you to play more. They want you to loosen up.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.